you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, February 6, 2017. And as Steve Brown often will say, I hope your pastor's sermon was as good as my pastor's sermon. And so I hope you had a good time in church yesterday and are praising the Lord today, as now that the pastor has equipped us to be those missionary agents pressing kingdom influence, power, and authority where we work, where we can go and share the gospel, the good news message of Jesus. So maybe paid by Busey Bank or the University of Illinois, or paid by that shop you work at, but you're ultimately working for the Lord, paid by whoever, by that employer. So I have two special guests in the studio with me today, and I'm getting to know them to varying degrees. One was a very old friend from the Urbana days back in like 1993, the early 90s, and we kind of recently have reconnected. And in fact, the other special guest I'm getting to know, and we're going to learn a little more about her and her ministry of music in just a few moments, but she participated in our grand opening open house both days on Friday and Saturday, and I thought by way of introduction, I would have her play one of her original songs. She's here in the studio with her guitar, and so before I more formally introduce her to you and her husband, Tom, that's a little sneak preview of at least one of them is named Tom, but before I introduce Kelly to you, I'm going to have her share a little bit of her music ministry.
Hello to you. God gave you a job to do. This song I wrote and I'm writing right now, it keeps changing, and I'm singing this for me and for you. Are you a grandma or a mom or a single woman or a married woman or a man or a husband or a wife? Or do you work at a school, or do you drive a bus, or do you clean walls, or do you clean stalls, or do you work at McDonald's? Anybody, this song is for you. God gave you a job to do just like me, hands and feet. You gave me shoes for my feet. You gave me soles for my shoes. You gave me a ground to walk on, and you helped me walk around. You gave me hands to hold. You gave me arms to lift you up. You gave me a mouth to proclaim your name. Jesus, I wanna lean a little sooner. I wanna stay a little longer. I wanna walk a little closer with you. You are the light of my path. Always beckoning me not to look back. And you are the light of my day, guiding me in every way. Jesus, you are my Redeemer.
Hey, we're having a worship jam session here at the new Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square Mall, and I'll say more about Tom, her husband, in just a minute. But Kelly McCowan, a transplant from Southwest Michigan, is married to Tom and lives in Bonneville, Illinois. Kelly's primary art form is line drawings, done in ink, colored pencils, and even sometimes crayons. Her drawings have been described as whimsical, uplifting, humorous, and bittersweet. a menagerie of very unique characters are the often reoccurring subjects of Kelly's drawings, including cats, dogs, birds, people, and her ubiquitous butterflies. Ooh, I got through that word. That's a tough one for me. Sometimes flamboyant and other times subtle, Kelly's character often make one say, "I know that lady," or "that reminds me of a dog I owned." Much of Kelly's inspiration for her art comes from observing people and nature. She says it even involves witnessing God's sense of humor. She helps children to senior citizens create and enjoy art. Her simple rules are: don't erase, don't throw away, don't compare to others, have fun. Hey, I'm all about that, Kelly. In addition to her graphic art, Kelly is a professionally trained singer and songwriter focusing on Christian music since Jesus came into her heart. We'll have more to say about that in just a minute. She plays guitar, which is obvious and evident, and piano. And we didn't pull the piano in here, but we'll say more about that later. And composes songs related to her walk with Jesus. Kelly leads music programs at several area nursing homes, bringing joy plus mental and physical stimulation to the residents. And I would trust brought some physical and mental stimulation to you this morning, or for that matter, if you're listening to the re-airing in the evening, maybe it'll close out your day. But Kelly, Tom, thank you for being a part of today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And Tom, we go back, what we were figuring out the other day, about 20 to 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, a long, long time ago. Was it the Urbana Missions Convention or Promise Keepers?
Actually, we go back about 27 years to a young couples group at Twin City Bible Church.
Okay.
And then we didn't see each other for a couple of years. And then you called me up one day and said that you'd been tasked with leading the prayer ministry for the Urbana 93 Missions Convention held here in Urbana at that time.
Sure.
And you needed somebody just to help out with coordinating prayer sessions. And we even did a prayer walk around part of the campus. And then we had weekly prayer sessions in some of the area churches where we would spend an hour or two just praying for the upcoming event, pray for the speakers that were going to be there, and just for God to use that event mightily.
Wow, that's like, that was 24 years ago, just that. In fact, many of the listeners have heard me testify to the Urbana Missions Convention that God really used that to shape and mold me for some of the ministry I'm doing today. But part of my responsibility as the director of volunteers was to recruit, train, and organize 1,000 local people. But in order to do that, I had to find some team leaders, some capable leaders that could oversee these different aspects. And so you were the team leader overseeing the prayer ministry. And so I think I had like about a dozen other helpers that oversaw big pieces of it. And so, so we hadn't seen each other for a long time. And then I think I saw you at the Community Evangelical Free Church on some Sundays.
Well, actually, we saw each other at the 20th celebration last year.
Yes, the big birthday party here.
That was the first contact in a very long time, unfortunately. It had been a long time.
Yeah, and it was good to see you with Kelly and get to hear some of that love story. And I should maybe do a little shout-out. You helped put this together. When I asked Tom and Kelly to be a part of our grand opening open house, and I suggested, Kelly, can you bring some of that artwork? It's fun and exciting, and do you have any kind of bio or something when we introduce you, because you were going to sing on stage? You said, well, I'll get Tom to work on that. He's pretty good at putting something together. And so you were a team. In fact, my wife marveled at you, Tom. She said, he's so faithful. He's sitting at that table with their artwork, and you know, just an ever-present encouragement to Kelly. And I will tell our listeners, we're up close and personal now, but last Sunday in church, I was a few rows behind you, and I went home to Holly, and I said, he's really tender to Kelly. He's got his hand pinching her neck and rubbing her shoulder, and I said, I got to do that better, because I said he was being an example that he didn't even know. And so you're very much in love with Kelly, and I know assisting her. And was it her music gifts, or what was one of those things that drew you to her early on?
Yeah, definitely the music was an attractor, but I got to tell you, the baseline was her heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the beauty of her heart and her love for God, mm-hmm. her love for Jesus that pours out through both her drawings and through her music. And that, for me, is what made me think, wow, this is somebody I'd like to have in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is somebody that I could partner with.
Right.
There's some things that God would potentially lead the two of us to do together, and what a great teammate she would be.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kelly, you're a little misty-eyed here. Is it nice to hear this husband of yours that loves you very much and wants to help you flourish in your gifts? And I want to make sure we save time for another song, because you had such a wide range when you presented here at the Grand Opening Open House both days. And I remember when you got up, one of the singers was singing a song, and he saw you singing along, and he had you come back on stage to sing. And when did your heart for music and your abilities to really go on the road and present, when did that flourish?
It flourished in my heart about 2009. I had sung for years in public with my sister, 17 years old, on up. But I wasn't a Christian, and mm-hmm. I didn't even think I would be. I didn't even want to be. And I didn't know anything about Christians, and I didn't want to even know about Jesus. But I was singing for applause, and I was singing for jobs, and I was singing in a lot of bars and a lot of coffee shops and concerts too. And I then went to sing in choir, and I sang in a lot of churches even. I still didn't know anything about Jesus, but God was leading me to places and people that did. And I became a Christian then, and I didn't have any music in my He gave me music in my heart, and I didn't know what I would do, because I didn't want to sing the old music from the old secular music I sang, so I didn't have a new start, and he gave me a new start, and just gave me music, and it wells up in my heart, and I want to sing it for people, and it feels so good.
Now, talk a little about that. There's a wide range of people that are tuned in, people far from God, don't believe he exists, to senior saints that have walked faithfully and have experienced his love. What does it mean you became a Christian? Did you come to a point where you just kind of threw in the towel, or maybe there is a God, or maybe there's not, or I've met other Christians? Was somebody instrumental in that faith journey, or did you come to a point of crisis where you cried out to him? What did it mean that you became a Christian?
I needed him. He was leading people into my life for many years, 10 years it seemed like. My grandma prayed for me continuously when I was a little girl, and my Aunt Barb too, and other people did in my life too, but then it accelerated in the 10-year span while I was still heavily drinking and not in that lifestyle. He kept bringing people in my lifestyle. I was a cashier, and he would bring people my way saying, God loves you, or there was something about them they would say, and I remember I was repulsed, and I was also attracted to those people because they paid attention to me, but yet they were showing me something that I didn't have and that I kept wanting more, and I didn't know what it was. And then more people in my life, and then eventually the people that stayed would say more about who God is, and then they would take another step eventually and say who Jesus is, and they prayed for me, and they would add more who Jesus is, and I started going to some churches with them and listening to Christian music, and it was a slow process, and then it came to a point where it was really accelerated. I think I was maybe sitting on the fence, and I didn't want my old life, and I wanted my new life. And it was a have to. I had to have Jesus in my life. There was a have to day for me, and God had been preparing me for many days, just clipping all the stuff off of me that wasn't part of him until all I could have was Jesus. And I needed him then, and that was the perfect time. And I'm still learning about it, but that's the rudimentary way to say it. For me, that's still what it means.
And that was about 7 or 9 years ago?
2009.
2009. Yeah. So, yeah, it was about 7 or 8 years ago. Because I know one of the things Tom said when you were kind of dating or courting or just getting to know each other, that you were in that transitional period of saying, Lord, you know, I have these gifts of music, and yet how can I use them for the kingdom? And I think that's still a process of you exploring how you can use your many gifts and talents and backgrounds, being a singer-songwriter, and yet give it back to the Lord and see how he allows it to flourish in you.
Yeah. It's a tricky thing, because I could say, oh, I'm not worthy of doing this, or, oh, I don't know enough about this. But yet if I do that, then I leave opportunities.
Yeah. What's that song? Hide it under a bushel? No! Let that light shine. Well, could you introduce our listeners to another one of your songs? Now, I know you had some that were like jazzy and bluesy and a wide range. Maybe something a little different that you wrote, and maybe tell us a little about it.
Yeah, the song is called Broken, and it's a love story. And why I love this is it's a love story for everybody, whether you're single or divorced or widowed. Teenagers, you might not know that you're being noticed. What I mean to say to teenagers is you're really needed, and you're really needed in this world. And it's a love story song for you, for me, to know that Jesus loves you, and he wants to be in your life. He wants to lead your life. And this is a love song that I, the first love, Christian love song I ever wrote, called Broken. Jesus, I am so glad that you came into my life and you loved me then and now and forevermore. And I didn't have to wait till I was ready or fixed up enough. You came for me. God, you chose me a long time ago and you pursued me. Jesus, you came into my life and you stay. And I stay. And this is a love song because he loves me. Jesus loves me. And he will always love me. Broken down and shattered. Torn and tattered. Broken hearted and blue. No direction. No connection. Till your light came through, and now I'm living in the light of you, and I am giving all my life to you. When I became broken, my ears became open. I could finally hear your spoken word of truth. My mind and soul elated. My voice, it invited you to come into my life and set me free, 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 free. I'm giving all my life to you. Living in the light of you. Jesus, I'm giving all my life to you. Some days there's celebration, some days there's elation, some days I still feel sad, sad, sad. That's true. Some days I'm moving up a hill. Some days I'm standing steady still, but if I listen to your will, I will be free, 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 free. Life and by
God's people said. I think there's going to be a number of people when they go to work today that are going to be walking in. They're going to have a little lighthearted step, and people are going to go, what kind of mojo are you doing today, or what's going on there? Well, thank you, Kelly, for sharing and blessing our listeners, blessing me and Tom. If you just tuned in, this program is archived at greatnewsradio.org. Tom and Kelly McCowan are here in the studio at the Great News Radio Center. You're my first musician on a morning program, and I should have, I know the acoustics in this room, we should have maybe closed the doors or something. It might have sounded a little different or maybe even better, but hopefully you got to enjoy the rich guitar playing and your voice. Wow, different ranges. Now, that song, do you kind of ad-lib and change the lyrics or move it as you feel led, and then is it a set song, or do you sometimes just feel led to include new lyrics?
That song's pretty set in stone, that one is. But today, when I was singing it here, I just felt more called and led. I felt more led to say, hey, if God can reach me, he can reach you too. And I just was wanting to add a little bit more to it, saying, that means you too out there.
Tom, I'm going to ask you to maybe just close out our time in prayer. There might have been somebody that their heart is stirring, or they're like, I don't know this Jesus, this God, this person that you're talking about, or I'm kind of confused, or maybe somebody has a heavy heart today and they are thinking, that's just what I needed to hear. Maybe pray for them, or pray for that seeker that's, you know, maybe unsettled and doesn't know why they're here on planet Earth.
Our Father, thank you so much that we have an open way to you through Jesus, your Son. And for some people, they don't know who Jesus is. Maybe he is someone they remember from Sunday school, from many years past. Maybe he's just a controversial political figure in some people's minds. But we pray, Father, that you would reveal the truth about who Jesus is, that he is your only Son. That he is the way, he is the truth and the life, and that no one comes to you except through him. And Father, none of us can come to you unless you draw us. So we pray that your Spirit would move among people, that they would feel drawn to you, and that even though we are dead before we come to you, that by your drawing we receive new life when we come to know Jesus, because he imparts his life to us. And we thank you so much for that. In his name, amen.
Amen. Now, I'm thinking that there may be somebody today that's saying, I need to know this God. I want to find out more about Jesus. There's an 800 number that you can call and talk to some great people. They'll pray with you. They'll explain any questions you have about the Christian faith. You can dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. It's a free call. And if you want to know more about the Christian faith or what it means that God loves you, they'll be happy to answer any of your questions. 1-888-NEED-HIM. Him. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Tom and Kelly McCowan with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.